the Fanatics Baseball Show. Philadelphia's top baseball experts. Scene setters from the ballpark. Game time lineups. Pitching matchups. And your calls. Live from the Fanatics Studios. Here's Andrew Zalchunas.
Good Monday evening, everybody, and welcome in to the Fanatic Baseball Show. I'm your host, Andrew Zalchunas, and it's a little bit of a different tone today, right? Last time it was almost Friday, going into the Rockies series when the Phillies dropped 3 of 4 to the Brewers, but they come back, sweep the Rockies in 3 games, so now we get to react to 3 straight wins for the Phillies. Each starting pitcher went at least 5 innings in that series. Nolan Irving went 6. Eichhoff went 5. The bullpen was great. Hector Neris pitched great. One of the best signs was Aaron Nola striking out 12 in 6 innings. Bryce Harper, of course, went 5 for 12 in the series with 2 home runs. That monster shot. He had a double, 6 RBIs. Phils lead the Braves by 2.5 games for first place in the NL East. Braves won 2 of 3 against the Brewers, so they're still in it. But the Phillies now begin a 4-game series with the Cubs in Chicago. After that Brewers series, I wanted the Phils to go at least 9-7 during their difficult 16-game stretch. 3-0 is a very good start. All right, so as we start every Fanatic Baseball Show, we will start with an analyst, and we will be joined every Monday by this man. Former Philly, pitched 8 seasons in the Major Leagues, 5.5 with the Phillies. Tommy Green joins us on the Comcast Business Hotline. Tommy, how are you this evening?
I'm doing fine, my friend. How you doing?
I'm doing great, Tommy. Thanks for joining us. And I got to start off right away with the impressive 3-game sweep of the Rockies after losing 3 of 4 to the Brewers at home. So as a former player in the league, how good must it feel in the locker room right now to bounce back the way that they did after having a pretty bad series against Milwaukee on your own field?
Well, I tell you what, the Milwaukee series, I mean, you faced a pretty good ball club right there, very offensive-minded. And that, I mean, and they got some depth at the end of that bullpen. But, I mean, they took it on the chin a little bit, and then to bounce right back and come back and do what they did, winning 3 and sweep the series, that's a good thing. And that's a I've seen this in this ball club a little bit. It's what makes it so intriguing to me about it's not just one guy. It's a team effort. It's a we in there. There's no I. And if one guy's struggling a little bit, the other guy's picking them up, and they're finding ways to do things to get the job done, and that's a good trait to have for a ball club.
Tommy Green on the Comcast Business Hotline. There were 2 great signs for the Phillies this weekend. We'll start with the $330 million man in Bryce Harper, who hit 2 home runs, 5 for 12 in the series, as I just mentioned. One of the home runs was the 466-foot moonshot, which ended up winning Game 2. How dangerous will this Phillies offense be when he heats up? Can you explain the impact that a guy like Bryce Harper makes?
Well, he's already had a huge impact, even though he's not, say to speak, hitting like until this weekend, like he can. You can't go out there and hit a home run every time you come up to the plate or every game, that type of thing. But his presence was felt right off the bat, with his walks and getting on base, which opened up the opportunities for Hoskins behind him to do some things and the guys following him to do some things. And that's what's been so good. And with him on base, he's not clogging up bases out there. He runs like his hair's on fire out there. And now he goes from first to third. Bobby's about as good as anybody. And first to home, he's had a lot of that, but following Hoskins hitting doubles in the gaps and that type of things. So, the way he's been about his business so far this year, and struggled the first month or so, 5 weeks of the season, far as batting average wise and doing things. I mean, he's played ultimate defense to me. He's given up his body, he's hustling, and I think the Philly fans see that, and they really like what he brings to the table.
Now, Tommy, you pitched in Philadelphia for 5.5 seasons with the Phillies. Bryce Harper, during his slump, which was a pretty bad slump, let's face it, but we've seen this in his career before, and he's coming out of it, obviously. During that slump, he was getting the boos from the fan base, right? Yeah. I know a lot of people do realize how much effort he puts into each game, but he was getting those boos. Were those boos warranted, or should people just sort of keep quiet this early in the 13-year career?
Well, I mean, that's sort of by nature, the boos. I mean, that's one thing the Philly fans are going to let you know is that they expect, I mean, if you're not productive, as productive as they think, but they're going to let you know a little bit. And he sort of knew he wasn't hitting. I mean, he gets it. You know, he knows that, he knows the way the fans are here. They're knowledgeable. And that's why he's going out there. He's doing all the right things and saying all the right things. And it's starting to come together a little bit. But that's been sort of his MO, even in Washington a little bit. I mean, it's, he goes through these streaks that it cost him. And primarily, I'm looking at back when he won the MVP, he sort of started out the same way and ended up, I mean, caught on fire and ended up being the MVP. So he's very capable of running off and carrying you for a month and, I mean, hitting, you know, 360, 400 maybe. I mean, when he gets, when he starts doing what he did over the weekend, I'm not talking hitting home runs. When he stays, you know, to the big part of the ballpark and to left center doing things, and he's letting the ball travel as much, not getting jumpy, and staying on balls like that and driving it, you know, that's a good sign. I mean, obviously I'd love to see him not swing and miss as much. And I think that if he's staying on balls a little bit better, letting it travel, that'll come down that strikeout rate a little bit. So I'm looking forward to see how he goes here in the next few.
So Harper was one great sign. The other great sign from this series was Aaron Nola, who had his best outing of the season, which is going to calm down a lot of nerves. Do you think Nola is going to get back on track from where we saw him last year?
Well, I mean, it's and I look back, I mean, people are expect, I mean, what he did last year was phenomenal. To be in that type of command and what he did and locate as good as he did on a consistent basis and night in and night out, that's so hard to do. People don't realize it. He's kind of spoiled us a little bit. So, I mean, when things go awry a little bit, you're going to have some issues sometimes when you get out of whack. It could have been one little thing that's kind of messing with him a little bit that's caused his command to kind of, you know, missing his location a little bit, because, you know, when he was missing, he started missing out over the plate a little bit, and then he'd walk a couple people, you know, and that's sort of unlike him. But I think it was a real good sign to see him, way he come out of the game, come out in that game locating the fastball. You know, I hate the word spot, but he really had good location with his fastball in and out, up and down. And obviously he's got that late life, you know, movement when he gets up there towards the batter's box, towards the batter. And then to go along with his, that breaking ball, he was unhittable for a little while. He had no hit stuff, say to speak, the other night. He had that type of command. So it was, I mean, and that, you know, that showed in the 12 strikeouts. So they're swinging and missing that type of stuff.
One of the things I'm really intrigued about is the bullpen strategy used by Gabe Kapler. And I want to ask you about it because we all know Gabe Kapler is really big on analytics. So I want to ask what you believe should happen with the bullpen, because here's something I'm going to put out there. In the 1993 season when you were on the Phils, Mitch Williams led the way with 43 saves. There was only one other person that had a save, and then he had three of them. So far this season, four different pitchers have a save for the Phillies. Last year, they had nine different pitchers with a save. Do guys in the bullpen prefer having a role, or should they just get used to this?
Well, I know. I mean, obviously, these guys have come through. I mean, other than maybe Neshek, because he's the old guy, the veteran down there, so to speak. I want to say old, he'd be mad at me. But, looking at the bullpen, I know back when I come out, these guys come, they're sort of used to doing different things. And I think coming up through the minor leagues, I think that's sort of the MO of the way things were starting to go, not having one set guy, putting them in different situations. And that's sort of the way it's evolved, you know, in baseball all the way around. I'd love to have that guy down there that you can count on, but if you take a step back and look, they're pretty beat up. They've been beat up. As far as health wise down there, they're missing, you know, three of the key cogs they were counting on this year a little bit, with Tommy Hunter and Robinson and the young guy from last year who pitched so well but struggled this spring, Arano, but he got called up and now he was on. That's three of your quality arms late in the ball game that they were counting on to use. And for the bullpen to do what it's doing now and doing, that's why we talked about earlier. It's a team aspect now, and they're all grabbing the ball when they're called upon and going out there and trying to do the best they can, and they're getting it done right now.
Last one for you, Tommy Green. Tommy Green on the Comcast Business Hotline. Jake Arrieta, he called out the team a couple weeks ago, if you remember. Of course, it was right after the Mets game. He was upset with Bryce Harper getting ejected. He said that the team didn't show up to play. Since then, he's 1-3. He's got an ERA over 6 in 4 starts since those comments. Full disclosure, I'll be honest, I was okay with the comments, but I said he had to back it up with his play, and he hasn't. Now, he gets to start tonight. Does that hurt his status in the locker room as being a vocal leader if you do call out your teammates and then you don't really back it up with your own play?
I mean, here's my problem with the whole situation. I mean, he needs to talk to his teammates first and not go out in the media. That's just me. That's the way I feel about it. There's some times if things are going that bad, I mean, you can call little things out, but you're not really zeroing in on a lot of different things. It's happened to me before, and it gives you a kick in the pants a little bit, but it was also something that I feel like it's got to be tried to handle within first and then go from there. I think it was a little quick to draw. You know, every team goes through these little things. They're not going to be perfect all year. You know, they're going to go through their ups and downs and have their in-house squabbles a little bit. But I think some of it should be kept within a little bit more.
All right, Tommy, thank you so much for joining us. We'll talk to you next week, all right?
You got it, man. Thanks, Andrew.
Thank you. There he is, Tommy Green on the Comcast Business Hotline. Tommy will join us every single Monday throughout the Phillies season on the Fanatic Baseball Show. Coming up, we'll get into the starting lineups for tonight's Phillies-Cubs in Chicago. They begin a four-game series. And, of course, this is your chance, your real good chance to talk Phillies baseball after the Phillies sweep the Rockies. So the number 610-632-0975. That is the number to get in. This is the Fanatic Baseball Show.
This is the Fanatic Baseball Show. 97.5 The Fanatic.
This is Brent Musburger's action update for 97.5 The Fanatic. With Indeed, you can post a job in minutes, set up screener questions, then zero in on candidates in an online dashboard at Indeed.com/hire. Now, here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
Philadelphia Phillies open up a series at the Chicago Cubs today. Jake Arrieta pitching for the Phillies, 4-4, 4.02 ERA. The Phillies are the $23 road underdog, meaning a $100 bet, and the Phillies win pays out at 223. The Cubs minus 133 on the money line. To win 100, you must bet at least 133. Yu Darvish pitching for the Cubs at Wrigley Field. The Warriors, who went away from a return to the NBA Finals, they are 3.5-point favorites at Portland tonight in Game 4 of the Western Conference Final. Brooks Koepka, the 5-1 favorite in next month's U.S. Open. Sugar House Casino Sportsbook is your playoffs place for all the basketball action. Get a spot in our deluxe lounge and enjoy the games in style. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. For VSiN.com, I'm Mike Sennett, 97.5 The Fanatic.
The weather's heating up, which means it's the perfect time to get that next job done. At AutoZone, we have the free services you need to do it right. Like our free AutoZone Fix Finder service. If your check engine light is on, our Fix Finder service will help you troubleshoot the likely issue. And if you need help from a repair shop, we know some of the best. And now's the time to keep your engine running clean with Seafoam Motor Treatment, only $6.99. Let us help you at more than 5,600 locations nationwide. Restrictions and details in store.
Capital One knows life doesn't alert you about your credit card.
Pitch hitting, catcher number 2. Also, Karen in row J eating the hot dog. Did you mean to tip 167% yesterday at Le Cafe restaurant? Just checking.
So, meet Eno, the Capital One assistant that catches things that might look wrong, like over-tipping, then sends an alert to your phone and helps you fix it. Eno, another way Capital One is watching out for your money when you're not. Capital One, what's in your wallet? See CapitalOne.com for details. Limitations apply.
Hey, it's Grillmeister Jason Martinez here. Now, while you're firing up the grill, Window Nation's ready to kick off summer with sizzling savings. Buy one, get one free. Yeah, Window Nation's absolute best offer is back. Only until May 31st. Buy one window, get the second free. Buy two, you get two free. Buy four, get four free. No limit. Plus, you'll get 0% interest for 5 years. And there's even more to this smoking hot deal. Call today and get a free in-home quote, and you'll get a pair of tickets to Hershey Park while supplies last. Window Nation will come out to your home within 24 hours, 7 days a week, and provide you with exact pricing, not just an estimate. Backed by Window Nation's A+ Better Business Bureau rating, you're guaranteed the best value, or they'll pay you $250. But you have to act fast. Window Nation's sizzling savings ends May 31st. So call today. Buy one window, get one free. There is no limit. Plus, get 0% interest for 5 years and bonus tickets to Hershey Park. Call today at 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com and tell them Jason sent you.
Hi, Natalie Eganoff here. I've been telling you for a while now about the fastest growing Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram dealer in the tri-state area. My friends at turnersvillejeep.com. Well, if you haven't checked them out yet, there's never been a better time than now during the Jeep Celebration event. Listen to this. Brand new Jeeps from $299 a month with no money down to qualified buyers, and you own it. This is not a lease. Plus, if you tell them I sent you, they'll give you 3 years of free oil changes. That's right. 3 years of free oil changes if you tell them that Natalie sent you. With over 1,000 new and certified pre-owned vehicles available, take it from me. Nobody beats a TurnersvilleJeep.com deal. Again, own a new Jeep from $299 a month with zero down. This is Natalie Eganoff for TurnersvilleJeep.com on Route 42 in Turnersville. Check them out at TurnersvilleJeep.com.
2019 Jeep Compass Latitude 4x4, 4-cylinder oil, MSRP 2875, payments of $299 a month for 96 months with $0 fuel assignment at 5.19 APR. Tier 1 credit through Best Paid Federal Credit Union. Includes all applicable rebates. Tax and tags extra. Offer not valid with trade-in. Cannot be combined with any other offer. Offer ends 5/31/2019.
Listen up, Philly area. Are you interested in making some extra cash buying real estate tax liens? ProSource is offering a free tax lien investor kit that will introduce you to how to use their formula and proprietary website to earn secured returns potentially up to 18% with ProSource's system. It's so simple to buy tax liens with ProSource's system that you can do this while sitting on your couch. Just point, click, and start buying tax liens on ProSource's website anywhere in the U.S. that are completely secured by the local government laws. So if you're looking to become a real estate investor without getting dirty fixing up houses, then call 1-800-652-1377. Now, to get your free tax lien investor kit and get ready to buy tax liens for as low as a few hundred dollars. Call 800-652-1377 right now to get your free tax lien investor kit plus two free tickets to a live training event, which includes a free smartwatch just for attending. Call 800-652-1377. That's 800-652-1377 for your free tax lien kit now. Individual results may vary.
The IRS finally caught up with Louie.
I hadn't paid my taxes in 8 years.
He was in big trouble.
We're going to take your house, garnish your pay.
Louie found out about Optima Tax Relief, the leading tax resolution firm, and rated A-plus by the Better Business Bureau.
I don't owe the IRS anymore. It was because of Optima Tax.
Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Give Optima Tax a call. They can help you.
Call 800-592-9422. 800-592-9422.
Optima Tax Relief.
For details, visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Kick off the start of summer at North Shore Bar and Kitchen in North Wildwood. Take advantage of the best happy hour in Wildwood weekdays from 3 to 6. Enjoy their incredible food and drinks while taking in the live music and entertainment. Be sure to try their famous pig wings and North Shore fries. And new this year, North Shore Summer Wheat Beer. North Shore Bar and Kitchen in North Wildwood has partnered with Storm the Heavens to Storm the Shore. $1 for every Orange Crush sold will benefit Storm the Heavens. Visit stormtheheavens.org. We must do better.
Don't break the bank keeping your home comfortable this spring. Visit nopaybrine.com to find an expert Pierce Phelps Brine heating and air conditioning dealer in your area with financing offers up to 72 months, subject to credit approval.
No. Back to the Fanatic Baseball Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Welcome back, Fanatic Baseball Show. I'm Andrew Salchunas. 6 o'clock hour brought to you by Family and Company Jewelers. Visit them on Route 70 in Marlton, New Jersey, or at familyjewelers.com, South Jersey's diamond destination. The phone number is 610-632-0975. I want to hear from the excited Phillies fans today. Last week I heard from all the negative Phillies fans. Everybody was all upset because they lost 3 or 4 to the Brewers, and rightfully so, because that was a chance for people to compare the Phillies with one of the elite teams in baseball. They lose 3 of 4, so people were upset. People thought this year was going to be a fluke, yada, yada, yada. What's the point? They're going to get to the playoffs and lose. I heard all of it. Then they come back and they sweep the Rockies. And I heard it, right? Oh, the Rockies are just, they're just 20-22. They were 2 games under .500. Now they're 20-25. Did you see that Rockies lineup? It's a good hitting lineup. Very good hitting lineup. And Aaron Nola had 12 strikeouts in his outing. Each pitcher went at least 5 innings. Eichhoff gave you 5 innings. Cole Irvin gave you 6. Aaron Nola gave you 6. The bullpen. I mean, look at Hector Neris, what Hector Neris did. He had a 6-out save. The Phillies played very well. And yet, where are the excited Phillies fans at? We're really good at being negative. I want to hear the excited Phillies fans today. 610-632-0975. Before we get to the calls, go over the starting lineup for today. The Cubs, Leading off left field, Kyle Schwarber. He's hitting just 196 in the month of May, but of course he's always a threat to hit a home run. At 26 last year, 30 the year before that. He's one of those guys that I don't understand why he's in the leadoff spot. I think it's just Joe Maddon. He just wants to be the smartest guy in the room, but it's today's baseball. It's not the same leadoff hitters that we were used to 10 years ago. He's walked 16 times this month, but he's not even in the top 20 in the league. But Kyle Schwarber gets the leadoff spot playing left field today. Chris Bryant bats second, playing third. He's been worth all of the hype since he got called up to the big leagues, except for last season. Every single year he's played in, he's had at least 20 home runs in his career, except for last season. But he played only 102 games last year. He's hitting 272 this season with a 402 on base percentage, which is 13th best in all of baseball. He already has 11 home runs, so keep an eye out on Chris Bryant tonight. He's always a threat to hit the ball pretty well. Anthony Rizzo bats third. He plays first base. He's hitting 245 this year. It's that low, though, because he struggles against lefties. So look for the lefties in the bullpen to make an appearance tonight in this series. Rizzo is hitting just 176 against lefties this season. Victor Caterini, he bats fourth and plays catcher. He's the backup catcher for the Cubs. He's actually hitting 471 this season, but in very limited action. This will only be his fourth start behind the plate this season. Jason Hayward bats fifth in right field. He's hitting 236 this season, six homers with 18 RBIs. Batting sixth in center field, Albert Almora Jr. at second base, batting seventh, left-handed hitter Daniel Descalso. Addison Russell gets the start at shortstop, batting eighth. Will only be playing his 10th game this season because of his 40-game suspension due to domestic violence. He's hitting 250 this season and batting ninth, pitching Yu Darvish. I'll get into the pitching matchup later on this segment. Phillies are getting lucky today, because there's no Javi Baez in the lineup. He hurt his heel, a bruised heel, and Wilson Contreras, the starting catcher, gets a night off for rest. He's hitting over 300 this year. So Schwarber, Bryant, Rizzo, Caratini, Hayward, Almora Jr., Descalso, Russell, Darvish, no Baez or Wilson Contreras tonight for the Cubs. Good sign for the Phillies. The Phillies starting lineup, Andrew McCutchen gets to the leadoff again in center field. Coming off a good game, he went 2-for-4 with the walk. He also had two RBIs. He's now tied with Bryce Harper for the team lead for most walks at 34, which is most in the National League and second in all of baseball behind Mike Trout. So Andrew McCutchen, I'm always confused by today's leadoff hitters because it's not the same. It's not what we're used to. But even though Andrew McCutchen isn't crushing the ball, even though he had a two-hit game yesterday, one more walk, second in all of baseball with Bryce Harper, just behind Mike Trout. Phillies as a team are fourth in baseball in walks, so the Phillies getting on base a lot via the walk, via the free pass. So McCutchen leads off in center field. Gene Segura bats second at shortstop. I know Bryce Harper is the big talking point, but Gene Segura is red hot right now. He has a 10-game hitting streak, which raises average from 306 to 322. Bryce Harper, I brought up during the interview with Tommy Green, he's hitting up. He went 5-for-12 during the series with the Rockies. We all know about the 466-foot home run. Heating up, and when he goes, this offense will really go. Rhys Hoskins bats fourth, first base. He's actually in a slump right now. In his last six games, he went just 2-for-21, dropping his season average from 279 to 261. JT Realmuto bats fifth. He's catching, of course, had one of the biggest hits in the young season yesterday with that game-tying two-run home run in the sixth inning. And I said last week that Realmuto has actually had a good season so far. He just hasn't had that big moment. And that was it yesterday, that two-run home run. Cesar Hernandez plays second base. He continues his red-hot month of May. Three straight games with a hit now. He's hitting 368 this month. Odubel Herrera bats seventh in center field. 3-for-6 in his career against Yu Darvish, so keep an eye out on that. Although, hopefully that helps. He's hitless since May 13th. He's hitting just 182 in the month of May, but 3-for-6 in his career against Darvish. Maybe that does something for him. Michael Franco bats eighth and third base, still without a home run this month. Would love to see him get hot again. And then Jake Arrieta bats ninth and will pitch. 610-632-0975. That's the number to get in for the Fanatic Baseball Show. Of course, as you guys already know, this is sort of like a pregame show, so this is your chance to talk Phillies before tonight's game against the Chicago Cubs. Let's go to the phones and talk to Tim and Darby. Tim, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, what's going on, man?
Hey, Tim, what's up?
Not much, man. I'm one of those excited fans that love to talk baseball. It's my favorite sport, and I'm loving the Phillies, man. And just over the last couple of years, I'm really feeling good about this team, man. I don't know. I'd say maybe, what, 2-3 years? I can see us in the big game. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I could see within the next three seasons. I could see within the next two seasons. I could see it next year. I don't think they make it to the World Series this season because I don't really believe in their pitching staff, but you're starting to see some good starts from Aaron Nola, which is a good sign. Cole Irvin has given you two great starts. Hopefully he can keep it up. Hopefully he doesn't get figured out. Hopefully he keeps it up. Jake Arrieta was okay in the beginning of this season. He's pitched poorly in his last four starts, but maybe if he turns it around, that could help. I don't see them going to the World Series this year, but they're going to add even more during this next offseason. They'll add more at this trade deadline. I could see them in the big game next year, Tim.
So here's my thing, and it's just in any sport. What gets a team far in the season is being staying healthy, obviously. Injuries, I mean, that's nothing you can – I mean, that's just the nature of the beast, you know what I mean? So besides being healthy, man, this team is looking great, great at-bats. We're making these pitchers work. We're getting walks. Like you said, Segura's on fire right now. I mean, this is a really, really good team. They're so young. And then we have, like, this sprinkle of, like, the veteran leadership, like a McCutcheon and a Segura and a Realmuto. Man, this team is looking good. And I tell you what, I've been to five games already this year, and it's exciting, man. Fans, the atmosphere, it's always been, but it's just this team, it's the feels. I feel that 2008 feel, man, with this team here. We just, Bryce Harper's, everybody needs to chill with Bryce Harper. I mean, he has it's like a roller coaster, but Bryce Harper is the man, and he's worth every penny of that 330, man.
Yeah, no, Tim, you're right, man, and I appreciate the phone call. Nobody's bashing Bryce Harper now. Right, he had a great series against the Rockies. 5 for 12, he had the two home runs. Both pretty much giving them the win because the game when they won 2-1 against the Rockies, it was a two-run shot. And when they won yesterday 7-5, Realmuto tied it in the sixth inning, but then Harper gave them the two-run lead. So Harper had two home runs in this series. Six RBIs in total, and two of those home runs, both of those home runs pretty much gave them the win in those games. So Bryce Harper is heating up, and he's right about the veteran leadership, right? That's why you bring in a guy like Andrew McCutcheon. That's why you overpay, right? I think they did overpay for Andrew McCutcheon, but it's one of his last big contracts that he's going to be able to get, and he is your veteran leader. And listen, he's walking a lot. He's smart in the field. Very smart in the field. By the way, he's playing left field tonight, not center field. My apologies. He's very smart in the field. He's smart at his approach in the plate. 34 walks, tied with Bryce Harper. You understand Bryce Harper getting walked, right? You understand why Bryce Harper gets walked because of how good of a hitter he is. Pitchers pitch around Bryce Harper. You saw it in spring training. Remember, we were booing the opposing pitchers because they weren't throwing Bryce Harper strikes, and that was in spring training. They will pitch around him during the regular season. They will pitch around him toward the end of the season, especially during playoff races, depending on the team that's in town or depending on where the Phillies are at. That's Bryce Harper. Andrew McCutcheon is just being very smart. He is being very, very smart to play, very disciplined, 34 walks, second in all of baseball just behind Mike Trout. And the Gene Segura trade still, I'm going to say this probably every single day I'm on this show, that Gene Segura trade, besides Bryce Harper signing, is my favorite move. And I'm such a big JT Realmuto fan. You guys know that. Remember I did that? I shotgunned the beer. I know. My backyard looked like a mess. Finally, the grass is growing in. My clothes looked bad. I get it. I was so fired up about that trade that I did the shotgunning of the beer. But the Gene Segura trade plays a very important position at shortstop. He's hitting the ball like crazy. 10-game hitting streak. He's batting .322 this year. He's going to be up and around .300 all season long. And that kind of production at the top of the lineup, right before Bryce Harper, right before Rhys Hoskins, right before JT Realmuto, is going to be huge. 610-632-0975, the number to get in. Chris in Ridley Park. Chris, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
How you doing? What's going on? I want to let you, I'm a dormant excited fan, if that makes sense to you.
Explain.
It's all from last year. Like last year, I was excited. We were doing well. I go away in August to Fort Irwin, California for some training out in the desert. And I had no phone contact, no nothing. I did not know what was going on with the outside world. I come back and we basically did terrible.
Yeah, they collapsed. They did collapse.
So I'm still excited. Like I love every move we made. I was a little fearful for the pitching, but we did great last series. I'm here. I just want to see a little bit more.
So when you say you're dormant, it's because you still have that thought about last year's collapse and you're worried that it might happen again before you get too excited.
Yeah, if that makes sense.
It makes total sense, but I'm going to tell you why you shouldn't feel that way, okay? Here you go. Andrew McCutchen, Gene Segura, Bryce Harper, JT Realmuto. Those four guys, four very key pieces out of your everyday starting eight, were not here last year.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay?
I agree.
You had the combination of Nick Williams and Aaron Altair, both who aren't in the major leagues this season as of right now because Nick Williams just got sent down. Aaron Altair, he was DFA'd. So they're not even in the major leagues. You had the combination of J.P. Crawford and Scott Kingery playing shortstop. We all love Kingery, but he can't play short. J.P. Crawford, not a very good shortstop. Bryce Harper's playing right field, same thing. The combination of Nick Williams and Aaron Altair in right field. Roman Quinn at points, not as good as Bryce Harper. And at catcher, you had Jorge Alfaro. You have improved in so many different positions. And then the guys that are still here from last year experienced that collapse, including Rhys Hoskins, who is going to be your four hitter all season long. So he has now another year of experience under his belt. And that's why you shouldn't be as dormant. I get it. I get where you're coming from. But you should feel better than what you did last year.
Oh, I do. I think give us like a year or two. I definitely think we can make it to the World Series this team.
Chris, I totally hear you, man. I appreciate the phone call. And one thing that I'm still worried about is the pitching staff. I've said it over and over again. Aaron Nola, I believe, is going to be just fine. But then if you're going in the order that they're at right now, because Nick Pivetta was the number two, he got sent down. Jared Eichhoff ends up being your number two. So 1-5, Aaron Nola, I'm not worried about. Jared Eichhoff, so he pitches around 500, I guess. That could be okay. That could be okay because he would technically be your fourth guy in the rotation. But because of Pivetta getting sent down and Eichhoff being filled into that position, he'll be your number two. Jake Arrieta, we don't know what we're going to get out of him. He pitched pretty well in the beginning of the season, has pitched very poorly as of late. Let's see if he turns it around or if he continues to pitch poorly. Last year, he pitched poorly during the stretch run. And then you go to Zach Eflin, who has been probably your best pitcher in the rotation so far, but we don't know what Zach Eflin's going to give you as the season goes on. Remember, he started off the year last year 7-2. 7-2 he started the year, and he finished 9-7. He fell off a little bit. And then Cole Irvin, let's see if he continues to pitch the way that he does. Let's see if he gets figured out. Hopefully he doesn't. His stuff looks good. 610-632-0975, Pat in the Northeast. Pat, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, Andrew, what's up? How you doing?
Hey, Pat.
Yeah, before I make my Phillies point, I just want to say I hate Joe Maddon.
Can't stand Schwarber, him. I can't Schwarber, stand him.
Schwarber number one, that just frustrates me. They won that World Series and spoiled him, if you remember how bad he was with the relievers.
Yeah, but, I can't stand him. I think he's like, he just wants to be the smartest man in the room. He's the Chip Kelly of baseball. Now, unfortunately, he actually won something, so he's going to have a job for life.
Yeah, couldn't agree more. I just want to say, you think that the 1-5 in the order is set for the whole season, if barring injury? I mean, Cesar's hitting really well, and I mean, you think he's destined to be in the bottom of the order?
I think, you know what, I would rather him be at the bottom of the order. Remember how great Michael Franco was in the beginning of the year because he was getting pitches to hit? Now he's slumped this month, but Cesar Hernandez last year, if you remember, he was batting first, he was leading off a lot, he was batting second a lot, and he was striking out a lot because he wasn't getting good pitches to hit. He was getting a lot of off-speed stuff. They were pitching tough to him. At the bottom of the lineup, the pitchers are going, thank God, I just got past McCutchen, Segura, Harper, Hoskins, Realmuto. Thank God, now I can pitch a little easier here. And then Hernandez, that he takes advantage of that, and that's why he's having such a good month of May.
Yeah, I mean, McCutchen's hitting like 245, but I guess he walks so much and the bats are so good.
Second most in all of baseball, Pat.
Yeah, you're right, and Harper's one, right?
No, he and Harper are tied. Mike Trout is the only guy that has more walks.
Right?
And
McCutchen's like 480.
Yeah, so how incredible is that, that McCutchen is now all of a sudden tied with Bryce Harper for the most walks on the Phillies and most in the National League and second in all of baseball?
Yeah, when it gets warm out, they're really going to wear pitchers out.
That's why he's still up there, Pat, and I appreciate the call, man. That is why Andrew McCutchen is still in the leadoff hole, because he is getting on base. Yeah, he's not. He gives you some power. He's not hitting all the time, but okay, all you want to do from your, all you want your leadoff hitter to do is get on base. And he's finding a way to do that by walking. All right? That's why he's still up there. I don't see them making many changes. We saw last week Harper batted second for one game and Segura batted third. For the most part, you know what? No, not even for the most part. Those first five should be the first five. You want to mix the order around between those first five every once in a while? Fine. But McCutchen, Segura, Harper, Hoskins, Realmuto need to be in the top five no matter what the order. Those guys are your first five hitters unless somebody is taking a day off. 610-632-0975. You want to talk some Phillies baseball. Let's get to the pitching matchup for tonight. We'll start with the Cubs. Right-hander Yu Darvish gets the start for Chicago. In nine starts this season, Darvish is just 2-3 with a 5.14 ERA. He's only pitched six innings once this season. So in nine starts, he's only pitched six innings once this season. Good sign for the Phillies. He didn't even reach the fifth inning four times this year, so Darvish is just pitching very poorly this year. I really love the Phillies tonight. Opponents are hitting 229 off of him. Lefties 247, righties 213. But, so the batting average is kind of low. He leads the National League for most walks and is just four walks behind Brad Keller of the Royals for all of baseball. And Keller pitched 3 days ago. So Darvish could possibly surpass him tonight for the most walks by a pitcher in all of baseball. Another good sign for the Phillies, Darvish has actually pitched worse at home this season, going 0-2 in four starts with an ERA of 6.38. Teams are hitting 258 off them in Wrigley. So Darvish, I think, feeling pressure in front of the home crowd. He's getting all this money, and he's pitching as poorly as he is. He's a six-pitch pitcher. Fastball low 90s, which he throws 48% of the time. Slider and cutter, which he'll throw in the 20% range, both in the mid-80s. Curveball, changeup, splitter. So a lot of stuff from Darvish, but he just hasn't been pitching well this year. Phillies hopefully get him at a good time when he has not figured it out yet just this so far this year. And Jake Arrieta gets a start for the Phillies. Since making the comments, calling out the team, calling out Bryce Harper, he is just 1-3 with an ERA of 6.14. He didn't get much help during his last start, right? There was the boneheaded plays by Cesar Hernandez, Sean Rodriguez, but no excuses. You can't call out your team and then pitch as poor as you have. You just can't. But this is the first time facing his former team as a starter. First time pitching in Wrigley, not in a Cubs uniform. Even when he was with the Orioles, he never pitched in Wrigley. So there could be some nerves, but he thrived at Wrigley during his time with the Cubs. Remember, he won the Cy Young Award 1 year as a Cub. In 59 starts, he is 30-14 with a 2.31 ERA. His whip, which is walks and hits per innings pitched, was below one, which is incredible. And that many starts, in 59 starts, below one is whip. He struck out 378 batters. He only walked 120. So very good numbers in Wrigley Field in the career of Jake Arrieta. So hopefully it's not nerves tonight. Hopefully he just gets back to that mound that he was very comfortable with, right? And pitches well against the Cubs. And the Phillies bats continue to hit like they were against the Rockies. And they beat up on a pitcher who has been pitching very poorly this year. Darvish has not pitched well at all this year. 610-632-0975. We got one more segment left, so that is the number to get in. We'll get into the weather for tonight's game. It's going to be a cold night in Wrigley Field. I'll give you the line on tonight's game. It's shifted a lot since that Cubs lineup came out. Again, I said it at the top of this segment. Javi Baez out tonight. Wilson Contreras also out tonight. So two of some of the best hitters for the Cubs, besides really Chris Bryant. Anthony Rizzo provides power, but his batting average is pretty low this year. So Bryant, Baez, and Contreras, really the three main cogs in the lineup, and they're missing two of the three in Baez and Contreras. So the line has moved a lot. I'll get into that, and I'll also give you my X factor. Finally, I hit on mine on Friday with Bryce Harper. He had that two-run double in that game. So we'll give you my X factor as well. 610-632-0975. That is the phone number to get in. I'm Andrew Salchunas, and this is the Fanatic Baseball Show.
The Fanatic Baseball Show on 97.5, The Fanatic. Hey, going down the shore? Now you can listen to 97.5, The Fanatic, all the way down.
If you've got a phone, you've got a radio.
Download the free Fanatic app. Listen in the car on the AC Expressway, GSP, Route 55, and all roads leading to the shore. Turn it up. Listen in the shore house or on the beach or on your boat.
If you've got a phone, you've got a radio.
Listen to us anywhere. Download the app, 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hi, it's Tyrone. Once upon a time, our public school system was the backbone of our communities. Tragically, those days have vanished. The children of our neighborhoods are being underserved at an alarming rate by these once great teaching institutions. Does your child struggle with reading and math? Is the inflexible schedule of your elementary, middle, or high school creating chaos in your household? Is your son or daughter being bullied and intimidated on a daily basis? Has the classroom been riddled with teacher turnover? Are you looking for a school that listens to and respects your family? If so, then maybe it's time to contact Commonwealth Charter Academy. Visit ccaeducate.me and learn how this public cyber charter school can make a difference in the life of your child, grandchild, nephew, or niece at no cost to families. CCA provides internet service reimbursement and a laptop computer, all at no cost to families. Check out an upcoming virtual open house by visiting ccaeducate.me. That's ccaeducate.me.
What a night. Parks Casino, Pennsylvania's number one casino. Play $250,000 Mega Draw May 19th through 26th, only at Parks Casino. Earn entries and visit the Mega Draw kiosk to select your six-digit megapick combination. Redeem up to 3 megapicks each day. 7 days of daily drawings start May 20th. Match 2, 3, 4, or 5 numbers for big free slot play prizes. Match 6 and win $25,000 cash. Visit Parks May 26th for the grand prize drawing. A perfect match wins $250,000 cash. Parks Casino, what a night. Street road exit off I-95 of the Pennsylvania Turnpike. Network problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What a night. Join the fun with placing bets on your favorite sports. Bet at Parks Casino, South Philadelphia Racing Sportsbook, and Oaks Racing Sportsbook. All the best ways to bet. Spread, money line, totals, props, parlays, and teasers. Plus, use your mobile bet slip builder to see real-time sports odds from anywhere. Plan your bet in advance. Get in the action on basketball, hockey playoffs, baseball, plus golf and tennis majors, and much more. Bet with the best. Pennsylvania's number one casino, Parks Casino, and the South Philadelphia and Oaks Racing Sportsbooks.
W21 Gambler, Rob Cole, 1-800-GAMBLER.
Achieving perfection requires feedback. And feedback requires you, the loyal Ford F-150 driver, who rips up tree stumps, hauls boats and campers, builds houses, plows snow, moves friends across town, and carries every heavy thing under the sun. We've gotten your feedback. And it looks good. How? We never rest on our laurels or reminisce about accolades. Because the only thing sweeter than being America's best-selling trucks for 42 straight years is being number one for 43 straight years. Ford F-150. Built Ford tough. Now get an F-150 with 0% financing for 72 months only at your local Ford store. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 0% APR for 72 months at $1,389 per month per 1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Not available on Raptor. Residency restrictions apply. Take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 7/119. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
I'm Corey Rutter with Rutter Roofing, Siding, Windows, and Decks. It isn't just about the best products, but we do use them. It is about friendly, honest, and respectful, certified technicians making sure to safely fix whatever your problem may be. When working with Rutter Roofing, rest easy. There are no shortcuts, no lowball bidding, no unprofessionalism. We are all about family, respect, and hard work. At Rutter Roofing, Siding, Windows, and Decks, we are sure to create and execute your project that's beautifully crafted and within the agreed-upon budget. Go to RutterRoofing.com today. We will protect your house.
American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning is built to a higher standard so you can focus on the problems in your life that actually matter, like the stair that only creaks when everyone else in the house is asleep. American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning, built to a higher standard.
Get up to a $500 rebate and special financing with approved credit on a new air conditioning system in time for summer. See your independent American Standard dealer for complete program eligibility, dates, details, and restrictions. Visit AmericanStandardAir.com. That's AmericanStandardAir.com. If you're looking for a light truck or SUV tire that performs on pavement or off the beaten path, look to CJ's Tire and Automotive for the new Hankook Dynapro AT2 all-terrain tire. The Hankook Dynapro AT2 is tough enough for all-terrain traction in any on- or off-road conditions, yet tame enough to last up to 60,000 miles. And CJ's has the area's best selection and lowest prices on the complete line of Hankook Dynapro tires. Don't get stuck by the competition. CJ's Tire and Automotive is better, faster, and more affordable. Visit any of CJ's 17 area locations or shop online at CJTire.com.
Pennsylvanians who work or volunteer with children may need to get their child abuse clearances. If you're not sure, first, go to this website, keepkidssafe.pa.gov. Second, find out if you need clearances. Then, apply online. Getting clearances is easier and less expensive than ever. Pennsylvania means business when it comes to protecting our children. Find out if you need your child abuse clearances at keepkidsafe.pa.gov.
Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, Tom Wolf, Governor. Paid for with Pennsylvania taxpayer dollars.
Attention real estate developers. Bob Marino's at Spring Garden Lending, specializing in bridge loans to acquire, rehab, construct, and refinance investment properties. Spring Garden Lending. Faster than a bank. Cheaper than alternative lenders.
Now, back to the Fanatic Baseball Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
He really started to relax and allow his natural athleticism to take over. And I think he recognizes that a lower effort level for him, kind of a more relaxed effort level, will help him be the most explosive person that he can possibly be, most explosive pitcher he could be, the most athletic version of himself. And we expect that to show up in Chicago.
Well, there's the manager, Gabe Kapler, with Mad Dog Chris Russo. He's relaxed, Jake Arrieta. He's speaking about Jake Arrieta there. He was relaxing his bullpen. I can be relaxing the bullpen, too. It's another thing when I'm trying to pitch against actual batters, and I'm 1-3 with an ERA over 6 over my last four starts after I called out my team. I like Jake Arrieta to a point. I think maybe I got oversold on the hype from when he was very good in Chicago. Like, I liked the deal when they first signed him. I didn't think that he was shot. But last year, I saw that he was still trying to overpower people when his velocity had dropped a lot. Coming into this season, because I watched some of his bullpen sessions when they would post stuff with him on Clearwater, right? I watched the spring training games, his first spring training game where he looked very good. I remember he went 9 up, 9 down in his first spring training outing. And he was throwing 94-95, but he was also pitching smart. He wasn't trying to overpower people. It still looks like he's still trying to do that at points. Now, it's incredible how much his pitches move. Like, it almost looks like he's throwing a wiffle ball sometimes. And I'm confused by how he can give up as many hits as he does, give up as many runs that he does. It confuses me. I hope he puts it together. I hope he becomes a smarter pitcher now that his velocity is down. I do like Jake Arrieta to a point, but again, when you call out your team, which I was okay with at the time, when you call out your team, you have to back it up, and he just hasn't. And tonight's a big night. You're playing a very good team, and if you get tattooed again tonight when Baez is out of the lineup for the Cubs and Contreras is also out of the lineup for the Cubs, and you're facing Yu Darvish, who hasn't pitched well at all this year, if you don't keep your team in the game, if you get tattooed tonight, we're going to have a problem. And with the money that he's getting paid, they can't just cut him. They can't just send him to the minors. Maybe they could trade him to a team that is willing to eat up a contract. But you're not going to do that because he's one of your veteran pitchers. And also, in the beginning of the year, before this 1-3, he was actually one of your most consistent pitchers. In his first 8 starts, he had 6 quality starts, pitching 6 innings and allowing 3 or less earned runs. He actually had 6 quality starts in 8 outings, which is good. You need that. But since then, since those comments, not looking good. 610-632-0975. Before we go to the phones, the weather report for tonight. It's going to be a cold night at Wrigley Field. 48 degrees around the start of first pitch. And I'm sure Jake Arrieta will still be in short sleeves because he's always pitching in the short sleeves. And the weather's going to stay the same the entire game. No signs of rain. So 48 degrees at Wrigley, 1060 West Addison. 610-632-0975. Brad and Chalfont. Brad, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, Brad.
I'll tell you, I'm not as concerned about Arrieta. These things come and go during the year. We'll see what happens. Last year, it was because he was injured. I'm wondering
yes,
if that's
you're right.
Injured next. But I'll tell you what I'm really upset about, and I'm upset that there was no reaction over this. I screamed bloody murder last year when the Phillies did not pick up Cole Hamels on August 1st.
Yep.
You know what happened from August 1st on, and no one talked about it. Can you imagine the difference of a Citizens Bank last year, even if they didn't do better, if we brought Cole Hamels back, even if he stunk for 2 months, you take a risk. If they say they're Philly's family, why didn't they bring a family member back?
I don't give a damn about Philly's family. I give a damn about quality pitching, and Cole Hamels
was embellishing for a thing.
Well, instead of embellishing, let's speak the truth. Cole Hamels was better than 4/5 of your starters last season, right? Even though he had pretty bad numbers in Texas, that's because he's pitching in Texas. It's very hard to pitch in that ballpark. It's very hard to pitch there.
When people argue with me, that's exactly what I
Yeah,
said.
And also Brad, you saw what the Cubs gave up. They didn't give up anything. They really didn't give up anything. The Phillies could have gave up just as little to get Cole Hamels, and who knows, maybe they were pitching, maybe they were playing in September last year in the playoffs.
And then Arrieta could be fourth now, after we might have won a pennant, or at least been competitive. They would have made his money back on people coming out instead of it being dead. And nobody reacted to that. I couldn't believe it.
No, I think, Brad, and I appreciate the call, I think people did react when the trade happened. When the trade first happened, I remember I was on with Mikey Mist the day it happened, and we were all sort of like, wait, the Phillies couldn't have traded those level of prospects? Really? Like, I remember, like, some of the prospects weren't even in the top 50 the Cubs gave up. So, I don't know. You're right, Brad, you are. They should have made that trade last year. But last year's last year, okay? We're talking about this year. And this year they are in first place. Again, the NL East standings, Phillies in first place. The Braves are 2.5 games back. The Mets 6.5 back because they were swept by the Marlins. Nationals 8 games back. They dropped 2 of 3 to the Cubs just recently, and the Marlins are still 13 games back. I'm still stunned. Stunned that the Nationals are as far back as they are with those three pitchers that they have in Scherzer, Corbin, and Strasburg. For them to be that many games under 500, 8 games behind the Phillies, it's very surprising. Again, Mets 6.5 back. They were swept by the Marlins. Phillies lead the Braves by 2.5. The Braves beating the Brewers 2 of 3 in Atlanta. I know it was in Atlanta, but the Brewers beat the Phillies 3 of 4 in Philadelphia. So that's impressive what the Braves did. So the Braves still right behind the Phillies, so the Phillies can't take their foot off the gas pedal. The line on tonight's game, Phillies plus 105. Cubs minus 115, but the line changed a lot. It actually opened at the Phillies plus 120. Cubs were minus 130, but once that lineup came out, that's when you saw the line change because the Cubs are missing two very good players in the lineup. So I actually really like the Phillies. If you want a good bet to make for some good worth because they actually are still the dogs, I would take the Phillies. I would put some money down on the Phillies. I know I am tonight, just so you guys know. All right, X Factor for tonight's game. My last X Factor was Bryce Harper, which was on Friday. Finally hit on a good one. He had the two-run double that night. Odubel Herrera will be my X Factor tonight. And I can't believe I'm ever saying this, but Herrera in his career, 3-for-6 against Yu Darvish, and I think he also wants to be the everyday center fielder. I know he's lackadaisical. I know he looks like he doesn't care at points, but I think he wants his spot in center field. He doesn't want to lose it. And Scott Kingery is going to pressure him. He's right behind him. They gave Kingery the start yesterday in center field. So I think Odubel Herrera is going to get another shot. He's hit well against Yu Darvish in his career, 3-for-6, 500. He's going to be my X Factor tonight. I hope I'm right. I hope he doesn't have one of those 0-for-4 games. All right, Fanatic deal of the week before I go. Get the 2019 Victory Golf Pass for only $29 with the Fanatics Deal of the Week. Gain access to over 300 of the region's best golf courses, including 25 private courses, all at huge savings. Check it out now at 975thefanatic.com. Keyword deal. Get your Victory Golf Pass before they're gone. Supplies are limited. Tyler Zuli produced the program today. Thank you very much, Tyler. Devon Gibbons is next. He will be on from 7 to 10. Joe Torti will also be on from 9 to 12, so they will have the crossover hour in the 9 o'clock hour. Thank you, everybody, for calling and tweeting into the show. We will be back tomorrow for another episode of the Fanatic Baseball Show. Of course, every Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday from 6 to 7 p.m. For now, I'm Andrew Salchunas, and this was the Fanatic Baseball Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. text Jason to 45911, and we'll send the link straight to your phone.